Hi, this is Ted Nguyen doing an audio podcast from beautiful West Hollywood. I've got the founder of a special event. So introduce yourself and tell us the special event that we're at the Hotel Mondrian in Los Angeles.
So I'm Pierrick Bouquet, founder of La Nuit en Rosé, a festival I started 3 years ago in New York. And we expanded to Los Angeles and Miami over the past 2 years now. Second edition in LA, so we're very happy to be back after a successful edition last year at the Mondrian as well. This year we spiced up a little bit the concept where we created three different experiences. So tonight, for example, is a VIP rosé wine pairing dinner experience, so a bit more exclusive, higher end, where we're pairing four wines with four different dishes. Tomorrow, it's more of a tasting experience where people get to taste more than 70 different rosé from all around the world and get to talk to the winemakers and the winery owners. So nighttime experience around the beautiful Sky Bar here at Mondrian. And Sunday, we want to make it more fun and more accessible to maybe a younger audience for a rosé pool party. So this is also because rosé is a wine that is also considered not as snobby and maybe more approachable than other categories. So we want to make sure, you know, we cover all of these different experiences where you can taste the wine and enjoy it.
So what's been the reception like as far as, you know, this is the second year that has taken place. You know, what's been the public's reception to the fun and to learning more about rosé and the delicacies as well as the nuances of the particular beverage?
Do you mean here particularly in LA or just anywhere? In yeah. Well, you know, the response has been amazing all around the U.S. New York being the strongest market right now on the East Coast for our festival. You know, we gather more than 5,000 people over 3 days. Miami and LA are smaller events for us, but very important for us to be there because, you know, these are states where rosé is a wine that can be consumed all year long. And so, and also where people kind of still have a misconception of what rosé is really, you know. So the white Zinfandel is still very present in people's head. So our goal with this event is really to show that rosé is not white Zinfandel anymore. That you have such a diversity of wine, such a complexity of wine, that rosé should be on all the wine lists all year long. So we're here for that, and the response has been amazing. We're getting you know, great feedback from consumers and trade that attend our event.
So, you know, for the average consumer out there that's not too familiar with rosés, can you explain a little bit about that as far as the similarities and the differences?
Yeah, so rosé is not a blend of white grapes and red
grapes.
That's
a big misperception, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. Actually, it is allowed in the United States to blend red and white grapes to make rosé. But if you look at the way it has been made traditionally in France, in the south of France, in Provence, that is sort of the leadership in terms of rosé right now, you know, rosé is a wine that has to be thought as a wine from, you know, conception. So the way Provence producers are making rosé right now is very delicate. You know, they're trying to extract the right color, you know, a light pink that people like to see now in bottled. You know, that's funny. It's a trend that has been appearing here in the States, especially where the lighter, the better. It seems like it. It's not always true. I think, you know, what we're also trying to demonstrate with those events is like we have dark, concentrated rosé from Spain or Italy that are also great with different type of dishes, you know, with a meat or barbecue type of dish. You know, sometimes I tend to prefer like a rosé from Navarra in Spain. Or, so there's a lot of learning to be done around rosé. I think what's important is that rosé should not be considered as a difficult wine to approach, you know, and I think that's why it's been so popular is because it's easy to drink. It's the kind of wine that is affordable, that is versatile, and that doesn't have this snobbiness that, you know, that other categories have had. So that's why it's very popular also towards younger demographics. Millennials have been embracing rosé at a very high speed. And I think those are the reasons.
Yeah. You mentioned the approachable, you know, that it's very approachable. You know, the price point isn't too high.
Yeah.
So what kind of reception have you had from the people that are the elitists within the industry? You know, what's been the perception there, the competition that they're feeling?
Yeah. I mean, they definitely feel it. The leader in the industry that actually you're going to test them tonight, you know, from Chateau d'Esclans that has been you know, producing four great different rosés. The most known is Whispering Angel. Mm-hmm. And they feel in competition. However, competition is good. You know, I think it's a category of wine that needs competition. Needs competition from the U.S., mm-hmm. from Italy, from Spain. Mm-hmm. So you know, I think you know if I look at Provence, I think Provence over the next 5 to 10 years, mm-hmm. even though right now the market share is growing like crazy, they're gonna get eaten by US-based rosé. Mm. I think like I see a big trend in California right now or in New York State. Mm. They are making great rosé. Mm. They are making affordable rosé. Now, not as affordable as what you can find in southern France, like in region like Languedoc, mm-hmm. Roussillon, or in Spain. And so, you know, I think the great thing about rosé is that like you'll still be able to find great wine around, you know, $9 to $11 mm-hmm. a bottle. Mm-hmm. When sometimes it's a bit more challenging with white and red. Mm-hmm. And with rosé, you know, these wines are what I call crowd pleasers. Mm-hmm. You know, they are actually, there's a winery tomorrow that is going to be here from Gérard Bertrand. That has a wine that's called Gris Blanc, which means gray and white. And it's very affordable, like $10, $11, depending on the retail store. Lovely type of wine you drink at a beach.
So that sounds delicious as well. So, you know, what are some of your favorites, rosés? And then for the newbie, you know, which types should they try?
Yeah. I think for the newbie, they should start with, you know, the brands that you see actually everywhere. You know, Whispering Angel has been criticized because it's available everywhere. But actually, thanks to them, mm-hmm. you know, Rosé from Provence is where it is at today. They've been leading this category of wine. So I'll start with, you know, Whispering Angel, just to get a sense of what Provence Rosé tastes like. And then I will go to a cheaper bottle, you know, from the south of France and get the Gérard Bertrand, for example, type of wine and get to see that, you know, very affordable but great quality for the price. Mm-hmm. And then I will try to go into California. Mm-hmm. You know, there are some amazing wine out there. A girl from Napa called Lorenza mm-hmm. has been making an incredible rosé. Mm-hmm. Companies like The Witter mm-hmm. has been making great rosé. Red Car in Russian River Valley has been making a great rosé as well. So definitely, you know, as you get to learn more about rosé, try the Californian rosé because they're delicious.
Right, absolutely. And what do you expect from tonight? What is your hope for this evening here at the Mondrian?
So we love, you know, we love the outdoor experience. I think rosé is a wine that has to be consumed outdoor. And so, you know, our hope for tonight is really for people to have a great time, to really get to understand the pairing mm-hmm. and that rosé can be as complex as white wine. We're going to be testing a wine tonight that's called Garus from Château d'Esclandre that has been aged in oak mm-hmm. for like 12 to 18 months. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of rosé that people don't drink on a daily mm-hmm. basis. You know, it's $100 a bottle. It's not considered rosé in that sense, you know, because it is aged in oak. It's very expensive. Mm-hmm. But just to show that the category of wine, of rosé, is evolving to And wineries are experiencing new things. So we want to surprise people with different things. And not just rosé, still rosé, but also champagne. Champagne rosé is also a very important category and a crowd pleaser, as you can see now.
And so for those celebrations as well. So, well, thank you so much. Introduce yourself again and tell us where people can find more information about rosés.
So I'm Pierrick Bouquet. Bouquet like a bouquet of flowers. You can find more information on our website at nuitrose.com, which means a pink night. And you find more information about our festival and rosé.
All right, well, cheers to that. So thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you, Ted. Right.